Good evening. Welcome to today's meeting. We'd like to acknowledge that we're joining you this evening from the territories of the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation, a member of the Stolo Tribal Council, and the Coast Salish peoples. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Nithya Iyer. I'm one of the commissioners, and I'm the chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission. On my left is Linda Tynan, commissioner and local government advisor, and on my right is Anton Bogman, commissioner and chief electoral officer of British Columbia. Let me tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We're an independent and nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts in the province after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. After this first round of public consultations, we'll publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that by early fall 2022. After that report is published, we will then have a second round of public meetings asking for public input on the changes that we're proposing. Following that, we'll write our final report and recommendations, and the deadline for that is April 2023. That report will also be public. Ultimately, it's the BC Legislative Assembly that decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. The Electoral Boundaries Commission's Act establishes the factors that we have to consider in making our recommendations. Our governing principle is representation by population, which is defined in the Act. In order to achieve representation by population, the Act requires us to consider geographic factors such as accessibility and size of electoral districts, demographic factors such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest. As well, we have to consider means of communication and transportation within electoral districts. We have to try and ensure that each district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district. But we can exceed this range if we think that it's necessary to do that to achieve effective representation. Currently, the average number of people in each electoral district is about 57,000. At the moment, we have 87 electoral districts across the province, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. I'd like you to know that we're audio recording all of our public meetings, and we'll make them available on our website, which is www.bcebc.ca. So if you make a presentation, your name and community will be listed with the meeting recording. If you have any questions about our privacy policy, you can review it on our website. I have heard from all the presenters, I will close the meeting, and we've adopted a practice of sticking around for a few minutes afterwards in case you want to chat with us more informally and ask questions or discuss any of these topics. At the moment, I have one presenter, and that is Victor Smith. Mr. Smith, would you have a seat up there? And please feel free to remove your mask if you're comfortable with doing that, or you can keep it on,
okay,
whichever you prefer.
I want you to be able to hear me.
Okay.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Victor Smith. I'm a district counselor here in town.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised in Hope, so kind of love it here. Hope's been changed in our riding a few times. You know, we've gone down in that. But it always seemed to have worked the best when we are set up the way we are now. You know, we are a small community, and we all have common things with everybody else in the area. I think that rural BC needs to, you know, have it not be too big of an area. Some of the areas in Vancouver and that are pretty small and easy to get around. So our areas are bigger, but we all have the same problems in that, eh? But I like our area. I think we're really good the way we are now. It's nice and comfortable. When we were at Chilliwack, it was kind of different. We're kind of like the small guy. So this way we're more in tune with everybody else in Merritt and everything else. So, yeah, and I think the dense population of Vancouver and the island, you know, having so much representation isn't good for rural BC. You know, we are very much export of our products, like, you know, logging and our mining and all the products like that. So we do need representation that, because that does create a lot of the economy. Although the people in the city, you know, directly, you know, are the manufacturers and everything else, but out in the field were the other ones. So I'd like us to stay where we are, and I hope we can continue that. And thank you for going around doing this. It's I'm sure it's not always a fun job, but it needs to be heard, and you know, your report's going to be very important when it comes out to affect everybody.
Well, thank you very much. I have to say, I get the sense that maybe people in Hope are happy with the things,
yes,
the way things are, because you're our sole presenter.
Well, I'm kind of hoping a few more show up. It's nice when you have more input. So, hoping everybody's just home at dinner. This is on my agenda today, like, because it's very important that you hear. Otherwise, you can't make your decision based on people stay home.
That's so right.
And you know, by elections, how many people come out? Should be more.
Well, I would like to tell you that in addition to this in-person hearing, on Tuesday next week, we'll be having a virtual hearing for the whole region.
Oh, yeah.
And if you know of other people who would like to participate in the process,
yeah,
please pass on to them the information that we'll be having this virtual hearing. I think it's Tuesday. I think it's from 5 to 7. And you can get details of how to log in on our website.
Yeah, and I have told other people, come voice your opinion. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will never know. So don't sit home quietly.
Okay.
I don't think, and the hockey game was last night. You should be able to come out tonight. Just ask your wife.
Okay, well, thank you
very much. Okay, well,
thanks
very much, Aid. Appreciate your time. Bye.
All right, since we have no more presenters, I'll thank everybody and close the meeting.